some rather strange things are happening on Macquarie Street. We've got the peaceful protest by the teachers' union marching down Macquarie Street, but they've come across a group of rather unpleasant anti-vaxxers who are apparently booing the teachers. Let's find out more. Clinton Maynard, g'day.
Ray, I'm in the middle of this protest, so please excuse the noise in the background. I can hardly hear you, but that's because there are thousands and thousands of teachers in Macquarie Street protesting at the moment. Hard to estimate exactly how many at the moment. This will be one of the biggest protests we've seen, certainly since the pandemic broke out. What occurred is these protesters, the teaching protesters, started marching down Macquarie Street at about 10 o'clock. They were gathered in Hyde Park to start with. And there was a group of, say, 30 to 40 anti-vaxxers wearing white shirts. And you can tell the protesters apart because virtually every teacher here is wearing a red shirt. And we saw the scene of these 40-odd anti-vaxxers standing there at the top of Martin Place, starting to yell out, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. There was one bloke who was wearing the shirt with 5G written all over it. So you can come to your own conclusions about his intellect. And the teachers, to their credit, they just barged right past. When I say barged right past, no violence whatsoever, but they, in terms of numbers, vastly, vastly outnumber them. So the anti-vaxxers are still standing there, but they can't be heard because this is a very well-organised protest from the Teachers Federation. They're using sophisticated PA gear and so forth. It's just these anti-vaxxers just trying to shout out at the side of Macquarie Street here. But the teachers have just started their rally outside State Parliament. Of course, they're on strike today in all public schools right across New South Wales.
So thank you for that, Clinton Maynard. As you say, a bit noisy. So the poor teachers who are there and mostly have complied with the health rules, one would imagine, and, of course, are jabbed to return to school on that date that they were given. So they're there protesting about wages and conditions, and they're getting booed by some people who haven't had a job in God knows how long, wouldn't work in an iron lung, because they've had the temerity to actually comply with health orders.